I was born in London, in northeast London, and I moved to Newcastle, well, between Newcastle and Sunderland, right on the coast, when I was about 3 years old. My mum is from Scotland, from Glasgow in Scotland, and my dad is from Birmingham. So they met in London, and then we all moved up to Newcastle. And I lived there till I was 18, when I went to university in Sheffield in Yorkshire. And now I'm back in London. I came back about 6 months ago, after being abroad for about 2 years. The term Geordie refers to people who live in Newcastle. There's another term called Mackems, and they are people that live in Sunderland, and there's a lot of rivalry between Geordies and Mackems, partly to do with football, partly to do with just general not liking each other. But because I live close to Newcastle, but I actually went to school in Sunderland, then I'm a bit confused and mixed up. But I wouldn't call myself a Londoner, even though I was born here and I live here again now. But yes, I would call myself Geordie. I think people know about Geordies partly because of their strong accent, and their accent is quite different to any other accent in the country. I guess. People think that Geordies are kind of... people think of them as, I think, quite loud and maybe a little bit brash and up for having a good time, going out, drinking a lot. I think that Geordies aren't unlike any other groups of people in the country, but maybe we do have a bad reputation. I think generally people in the south think that people in the north are a bit more brash and loud and maybe a little bit more common, but I don't think that's true. I'm enjoying living in London. I like the hustle and bustle, and I think for a young person it's the place to be regarding job opportunities, and I've got a lot of friends who've ended up living in London as well, and there's always something to do. It's much more exciting than being back up in Newcastle. And I think I will live, I'm fairly settled now and think I will live here for a fair amount of time to come. I think there are places in London that make up for not maybe having a garden or a lot of space in your house. Like, there's lots of parks that are really nice. You know, they spend a lot of money and stuff on making sure that there are places in London that people can go and feel like they're not in the city and not surrounded by cars and buses and shops and tourists and things like that.